President Trump says he will issue a new executive action next week. He says it will address the legal concerns over his executive order on immigration. That was the one that banned travel from 7 majority Muslim countries and is now on hold. Scientists are nervously waiting to see what the president comes out with next week. So are other professionals who consider conferences critical to their work. And Pierre Shira Corley reports.
171. That's how many scientific, academic, and medical groups signed on to a letter urging President Trump to rescind his original immigration executive order. The American Association for the Advancement of Science, the world's largest general scientific society, is part of the group. This week, it's holding its annual conference in Boston.
We typically have about 5,000 scientists from all over the world.
Spokesperson Tiffany Lowater says more than 50 countries are represented at the annual meeting. She fears the restrictions favored by the president would not only disrupt lives and careers, but could stifle scientific progress.
There's a lot of concern in terms of sharing information among scientists and students as well, because students are often big parts of these conferences, that they won't have the most updated information. They won't be able to participate in the same way as their peers.
At this point, it's too early to tell what Trump immigration policy might prevail and its exact impact. But some technical groups are already looking to hold their conferences elsewhere. In a blog post, the Internet Engineering Task Force, an international organization that works to make the Internet run smoothly, said it was too late to change its venue for next month's convention in Chicago, but it may reconsider holding future meetings in the U.S. This May, about 17,000 people are expected to show up for a medical conference in Chicago that has a strong international draw. Professor Grace Alta heads the Conference on Digestive Disorders and says a handful of international attendees who are not from the designated countries in the Trump ban did cancel after learning about the president's initial immigration order.
You know, is that just the tip of the iceberg? We don't know. Remember, the purpose of this meeting is sharing science. So patient care is critical to bettering the health of mankind.
Earlier this month, about 850 people gathered at Chicago's McCormick Place for Emerge, a conference for planners of faith-based meetings and events. David Wright, one of the organizers, calls the controversy over the president's immigration policies both a challenge and opportunity.
To prove ourselves again in what we stand for, as far as inclusiveness, as far as not being afraid of strangers who look different and talk different.
College student Simeon Ferguson, originally from Ethiopia, was adopted when he was 3 and says he sees nothing wrong with Trump's travel ban.
I feel like these are just to stabilize our security as a country.
Over at Chicago's auto show, electronics engineer Wiesław Poprowski feels conflicted. He is a naturalized citizen who came here from Poland on a student visa years ago. He agrees with the scientists and others urging the president to alter his immigration approach. While he doesn't think there is a vast anti-immigrant sentiment in the U.S., he argues that if we roll up the welcome mat, it's America's loss.
Our image kind of goes down, you know, open door America, friendly people. Now we don't look very friendly.
That's why the scientists and others who sent the letter to the president say they are ready to assist his administration in crafting a policy that ensures safety while continuing to attract international scientific talent. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.